Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hanch. Tough loss to Seattle yesterday and kind of a back-and-forth game. And, you know, you're in the game the entire way, but obviously Robinson Cano pitching to him with men on base and giving him opportunities to drive in runs makes it pretty tough.
Yeah, no, we got ourselves in a tough spot when we walked a few hitters, setting up some innings for them, and then Cano got a couple big hits. Smith got a big hit, too, so we didn't handle the top of their order very well. They made us pay for it. It was a good game, but we fell a little short, and it's disappointing.
I mean, when you look at this Mariners team, obviously they have, you know, those four pretty good hitters in the middle with Cano and Seager and Lind and Nelson Cruz. And obviously I'd imagine the big key against this team is trying to prevent everybody else from getting on base in front of those guys.
Yeah, especially in front of Cano. You know, he's playing at an elite level again this year. And to sort of control Aoki, control Smith, try to leave yourself a little bit of room for error in the middle of their order. They're a pretty hot team, so you know, it's difficult throughout their order. They seem to be doing the right things at the right time. That's what winning baseball does for you. But certainly we match up fine with them. We've played them tough, but just haven't done quite enough to pull out enough wins against them.
You look at the Astros yesterday, and I mean, Jose Altuve, just another great game. Second straight game with a leadoff home run, four hits. And he's just so tough to pitch to, I think, in part because he's so aggressive that a pitcher knows that he has to be on the attack from the very first pitch because Altuve is always ready to hit.
Yeah, he is always ready to hit, and he's learning the strike zone a little bit better, which has been an adjustment for him, where he's controlling the count, controlling the at-bat a little bit better. So, you know, I don't want to talk too much to him about this stuff because of what he's feeling and what he's doing is working at such an elite level. It's fun to watch.
And Chris Devinsky's second big league start was very good, turned in a quality start, giving up a run over six innings. Unfortunately, he wound up not getting a victory out of it.
Yeah, he pitched very well. You know, he had the one inning. He had two outs and two strikes on Aoki and ended up giving up a hit, then a walk, and then Cano with the big hit. That was really his only blemish the whole night. You know, six innings, 100-plus pitches, did his part to keep us in a game, came up with some really big strikeouts. He continues to impress with how aggressive he is and how his demeanor and his competitiveness and how he keeps us in games, and it earns him another start every time.
You talk about the aggressiveness for Devinsky. You think when a young guy comes up and is that aggressive like that, do you think it can rub off on some of the other pitchers?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, there's a little boost of energy when he goes out there and he's pounding the strike zone. He's attacking. He's not just throwing him fastballs. He's got a good breaking ball. He's got a good changeup. And he's doing it with some fearlessness that you know, I hope can become a characteristic again of the rest of our staff.
You have Doug Fister on the mound today, and, you know, after a bit of a rocky start, he's quietly put together a really nice stretch, three consecutive quality starts coming into today and starting to pitch much better.
Yeah, how he's gotten there has been a little different. You know, the one big game where he had a lot of walks against Seattle, he persevered through that and then threw very well in Oakland. So we'd like to build his momentum. You know, his velocity is starting to creep up. He works very fast, so he keeps the defense in order. You know, I like the days that he pitches because he knows he's going to go after a game plan. He's going to attack. He's going to throw strikes for the most part, and he works quick. So I like the number of starts that he's had in a row that have been competitive. You know, he's had a couple of bad starts that have inflated his numbers a little bit, but we feel like we have a chance when he's on the mound.
A.J. Hanch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid Grand Slam for Youth Baseball. Here's Dirk.
May 6, 1998 was a day I'll never forget. As the Astros skipper, I was sitting at the front of the dugout when Kerry Wood struck out 20 Astros batters and pitched a one-hitter. It was without a doubt the most dominating performance I had ever witnessed. The only hit we got was a chopping single between third and short by Ricky Gutierrez leading off the third inning. Somehow, the ball eluded third sacker Kevin Ory. He should have made the play, but because he failed to even get a glove on it, it had to be scored a hit. Craig Biggio walked in the sixth, and that was it. Wood's fastball was off in triple digits that day. His curveball and slider were paralyzing, and he was throwing them behind in the count. Astros batters walked by me shaking their heads after striking out. It was a sight to behold.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid Grand Slam for Youth Baseball has been awarding college scholarships to area high school seniors since 2005. Applications are now available at gsfyb.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Astro Launch. We're joined with Seattle broadcaster Aaron Goldsmith. And Aaron, another win for the Mariners last night, another big-time dramatic win, and I guess no surprise that Cano had the big hit.
It's incredible the level that this team is playing, that Robinson Cano was playing. You know, last year, Michael, the first Mariners winning streak of at least four games began on September 1st. This team is in first place by a few games now over on top of Texas, and we're seeing the complete roster overhaul that Jerry Dipoto did, first-year general manager for the Mariners over the winter. It is now, we're seeing the fruits of that. This team is getting on base. It's remarkable. You think about how poor this team has been historically getting on base. They're third right now in the American League. Starting pitching has been fantastic. The bullpen has been rock steady for the most part as well. We're just enjoying it in Seattle right now.
What's been the most surprise for you in terms of all those facets coming together?
I think it has to be the bullpen. When the Mariners broke camp in Peoria and headed to Arlington for opening day against the Rangers, to a man in this organization, from Jerry Dipoto all the way down to the clubhouse guys, the bullpen was the biggest concern. The Mariners had to strip the bullpen in order to make trades this offseason to get some other players that they needed to round out the lineup and the rotation. So the bullpen, I can sum it up best by saying Joel Peralta turned 40 years old during spring training. He was a minor league invite to camp. He made the team. And on multiple occasions, Joel Peralta has pitched the eighth inning for the Mariners, and by and large has pitched very well. So Steve Cishek, a bounce-back year, now tied for the league lead in saves with nine. The bullpen, it's received help because it stayed fresh lately because of the rotation and run support as well. But the bullpen, for sure, the biggest surprise.
What are you hearing about Cishek that's been the biggest difference?
Well, I think the thought that Jerry Dipoto had this offseason, when you look at what happened to Cishek last year following some really successful years with the Marlins, so a guy ready for a bounce back, kind of like on the offensive side, Leonis Martin, a really prime bounce back candidate. And Dipoto has a philosophy, and you can understand he's probably not the only guy, that for a reliever in particular who's coming off a year where he did not pitch as many innings, especially stressful innings as he's used to pitching, that his arm will be fresher. He's got something to prove, and both of those factors so far have been true.
Chatting with Aaron Goldsmith, Seattle broadcaster, another big-time addition for this club, the manager, Scott Servais. What's it like in the clubhouse right now?
Well, Scott, from day one, he has preached culture. That's been his buzzword. And he was huge on that in spring training, even to the extent that the Mariners, Robinson Cano bought a pool table for the clubhouse in Peoria. And they had a full-on
shuffleboard?
They had a full-on bracket-style tournament, pool table tournament inside the clubhouse. And this has been a much lighter team this year, much more jovial team. Now, obviously, being in first place helps with that. But even before that, Scott Servais has really preached, have a fun time, enjoy the process. And what we've seen so far, that's certainly been the case.
Walker going tonight for Seattle, ERA under 2. He's been fantastic.
He's been electric. It's been really fun to watch. By the way, he's faced the Astros more than anybody else. About a quarter of his major league starts have come against Houston. This is where he made his major league debut, so both sides know each other pretty well. His fastball has been ridiculous, touching 97, 98 this year. Tremendous changeup. When opponents are putting his changeup in play, it's on the ground almost 90% of the time. He's been the best pitcher in the rotation, and that's saying something when you got Felix Hernandez as part of the starting five as well.
It's early, but folks kind of circled this series on the calendar in terms of the AL West race in the offseason. Have you noticed a different sort of intensity with the Mariners clubhouse right now?
I think at this point the Mariners are giving you the same old adage of take it a day at a time. Now, this is a team that 2 years ago was, truthfully, six innings away from a play-in game to make it to the postseason. The Mariners had to win on game 162. The A's had to lose. The Mariners held up to their end of the bargain. The A's did not, unfortunately. So the Mariners are kind of revisiting some emotions of then, but to be in first place at this time of year, in the second month of the season, this, in some ways, you're right. In recent years, this is uncharted waters.
There you have it from Seattle broadcaster Aaron Goldsmith. Aaron, thank you for the time, and good luck down the road.
Mike, congrats on the big league debut. Couldn't be happier for you.
Thanks, big guy.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.